I was longing to get Rose to talk. She jumped into bed and blew the candle out. "Well?" I said invitingly. She began to talk fast, just above a whisper, telling me everything. It turned out I had been right in guessing that she dared Simon into shaving. "At first he thought I was joking," she said. "Then he thought I was trying to make a fool of him and went all dignified. I didn't take any notice. I just had to see him without that beard, Cassandra. I'd worked up a sort of horror about it. I went close to him and looked up and said, 'You've got such a nice mouth. Why hide it?' And I traced the outline of his lips with my finger. Then he tried to kiss me, but I dodged and said, 'No, not while you've got that beard.' And he said, 'Will you if I shave it?' I said, 'I can't tell till it's off.' And then I ran and got Father's shaving things, and Topaz's manicure scissors, and a jug of hot water from the bathroom. We were laughing all the time, but there was a queer, exciting feeling. It seemed ages before Simon dried his face and turned round. He said, 'Now you know the worst.' In a funny, rueful sort of voice, he looked humble and touching, somehow, and so handsome. Don't you think he's handsome now, Cassandra?" "Yes, very handsome. What happened next?" "I said, 'That's wonderful, Simon. I like you 1,000 times better. Thank you very, very much for doing it for me.' And then he asked me to marry him." I didn't tell her I'd heard. I shouldn't like anyone to hear me being proposed to. She went on, "Then, it was queer, really, because I'm sure I didn't hear you in the tower. I suddenly thought of you. I remembered your saying I wouldn't know how I felt about him until I'd let him kiss me. And you were right. Oh, I knew that I liked him and admired him, but I still didn't know if I was in love. And there was my chance to find out, with the proposal safe in advance. So I asked him to kiss me. And it was wonderful as—" Her voice dwindled away. I guessed she was reliving it and gave her a minute or so. "Well, go on," I urged her at last. "As wonderful as what?" "Oh, as ever it could be. Heavens, I can't describe it. It was all right, anyway. Oh, I'm in love, and I'm terribly happy. And I'm going to make things splendid for you, too. You'll come and stay with us and marry someone yourself. Perhaps you'll marry Neil." "I thought you hated him." "I don't hate anyone tonight. Oh, the relief of finding I'm in love with Simon." I said, "Supposing you hadn't found it, would you have refused him?" She was a long time before she answered. Then her tone was defiant. "No, I wouldn't. Just before he kissed me, I said to myself, 'You'll marry him anyway, my girl.' And do you know what made me say it? Beyond him, on the dressing table, I could see my towel I'd lent him for the shave, all thin and frayed and awful. Not one spare towel have we in this house. Don't I know it?" I interrupted with feeling. "I won't live like that. I won't, I won't." "Well, you'll be able to have all the towels you want now," said Miss Blossom's voice. "Ever such congratulations, Rosie dear." "And all the clothes I want," said Rose. "I'm going to think about them until I fall asleep." "Would you like the 4-posters so that you can gloat in style?" I offered. But she couldn't be bothered to change. June to October. It is just a week since Rose and Topaz went to London. Mrs. Cotton asked me too. They are staying at her Park Lane flat, but someone had to be here to look after Father and Thomas and Stephen. This morning I had a letter from Rose, which I will now copy in. "Dear Cassandra, I am sorry not to have written before, but we have been very busy. Getting a trousseau is quite hard work. I already have my engagement ring, of course, a square emerald. Lovely. Here is some news that will interest you specially. We dined with the Fox Cottons and saw Stephen's photographs. And, my dear, he looks like all the Greek gods rolled into one. Leda is sure he could get a job on the pictures, quite seriously. You had better look after your property. I'm joking. Don't do anything silly. I intend to find someone really exciting for you. It's so wonderful that I can be in love with Simon as well as everything else. Darling Cassandra, I do wish you were here. I miss you at least 100 times a day. Love, and please write often to your Rose. P.S. I have a bathroom all to myself, and there are clean peach-coloured towels every single day. Whenever I feel lonely, I go and sit in there till I cheer up.